This weekend, an American sailor on the island of Okinawa was arrested for drunk driving. She drove the wrong way on a highway, colliding head-on with two cars, injuring two people. Kyoto News reports her blood alcohol level was six times Japan's legal limit. The crash came during a period when all U.S. military personnel on Okinawa were banned from drinking alcohol anywhere outside a military base. Less than 3 weeks ago, a U.S. base worker and former Marine was arrested on the island and charged with the rape and murder of a 20-year-old Japanese woman whose body was found stuffed in a suitcase and dumped in the woods. Last week, a Navy corpsman pleaded guilty to raping a woman in Okinawa's capital city this spring. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe publicly confronted President Obama about both those cases last month during the G7 summit. Crimes involving the U.S. military on Okinawa have outraged Japanese for years, including the infamous 1995 kidnapping and rape of a 12-year-old girl by three U.S. servicemen. Roughly half the 54,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan are stationed on the island, and authorities are still working on plans to relocate a portion of them. Local residents are organizing a rally against the U.S. military presence on Okinawa for a week from Sunday. With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.